This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining today's webinar. We will begin this webinar shortly. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining today's webinar. We will begin this webinar shortly. Thank you for joining today's webinar. We will begin this webinar shortly. Thank you for joining today's webinar. We are now going to begin. I would like to hand off to Mr. Nick Tomasso, the Vice President of Meetings. Nick?
Well, good day, everyone. And thank you for joining this community webinar on the upcoming ICANN meeting in Johannesburg. The meeting will be held at the Sandton Convention Center in Johannesburg. Sandton is the premier financial and business district of Johannesburg. Next slide, please, Josh. During this call, we're going to be covering a number of different topics. The meetings team and our colleagues in travel support and security will be doing that. First, we'll talk about travel and visas, next, hotels. Following that, we'll talk about ground transportation options, registration update and local restaurants, the policy forum and schedule, and then finally health and safety. With that, I'd like to turn the proceedings over to Josh for a moment so he can give us some details on how we'll handle your questions. Josh?
Thank you, Nick. As a reminder, this presentation is being recorded. It will also be transcribed and posted in English, French, Spanish, Chinese, Russian, Arabic, and Portuguese. The English audio recording and the transcripts will be posted shortly following this webinar in the link noted in the notes pad. Q&A will also be conducted at the end of this presentation. You will have several options to ask your questions, including typing your question into the chat pod, using the raise your hand feature in Adobe to ask your question via the phone or computer mic audio. As a reminder, when speaking on the phone, please select star 6 on your keypad to unmute your phone. You can also email your questions to meetings@icann.org. And finally, as a courtesy to others and presenters, please mute your phone or your computer microphone. Thank you. Back to you, Nick.
Well, thank you, Josh. I'd now like to turn the microphone over to Joseph DeJesus, ICANN's travel manager, to brief us on travel and visas. Joseph?
Thanks, Nick. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Joseph DeJesus, travel manager for ICANN. I hope everyone is well. We're very excited for the upcoming meeting in Johannesburg, and travel bookings have been underway. So just some travel housekeeping. If you are going to South Africa, please make sure to be aware of the requirements for entering South Africa, which are, one, you will need a valid passport. Your passport must be current and valid for at least 6 months and from the date of entry into South Africa. Please make sure to have at least 2 blank pages in your passport for endorsements and a valid visa if it's required. If you do require a visa, the link below will provide guidance on who needs a visa to enter South Africa. If you need an invitation letter, you can always visit our invitation letter website as well. If you have any travel visa inquiries to attend this meeting, please don't hesitate to contact us at travelvisasupport@icann.org. Travel to South Africa should be straightforward. So if you have any additional questions or any questions at all, please contact us at constituency-travel@icann.org, and we will respond to your inquiries. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Next, we'll turn to Laura Ramirez to cover hotels. Laura?
Thank you, Nick. Hello, everyone. So I'll be providing you with some useful information on the meeting hotels. ICANN has negotiated competitive rates with various hotels that are within walking distance of the Sandton Convention Center, and these discounted rates are inclusive of tax, full breakfast buffet, and internet access. The hotel information and booking instructions are posted on the ICANN meetings website. There will be no ICANN shuttles between the hotels and the convention center. The hotels are either attached to the venue by skywalks or just a short walk away. The only exception is the Hilton Sandton, which provides its own shuttle to the venue and runs every 30 minutes. ICANN-funded travelers requiring visas should have already received their hotel confirmations, and all other funded travelers will receive theirs within the upcoming week. It is important to note that a hotel booking confirmation may be required to obtain a travel visa for some delegates. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Laura. The next topic on our agenda is ground transportation. For that, we'll turn to Erhan Karana to cover that. Please, Erhan.
Hi, everyone. Good day. So I would like to give you some details regarding transportation in Johannesburg. First of all, I would like to mention that we will have an airport welcome desk at O.R. Tambo Airport on 24th, 25th, 26th of June, which are our peak days, from 7 a.m. until midnight. So if you have any questions how to locate the train or any other questions, you can always contact to our welcome desk. Actually, I can recommend all attendees either using HowTrain, so which is a fast train line, or a private car service to commute from the airport to hotels at Sandton area. HowTrain is a high-speed train line, links airport to Sandton with a station around 1.5 blocks from the hotels. The travel time is around 15 to 20 minutes. HowTrain is very easy to locate at the airport by following train signs. The tickets can be purchased at the airport station or self-service units using credit card or debit card, except American Express. The train is running every 10 to 12 minutes during peak hours, and the detailed train schedule can be found on meeting website under transportation. All ICANN hotels listed on the website provide shuttle between Sandton train station and hotels. The shuttles will be running from public transport, which is PT level at Sandton train station, not at the street level. The shuttle operating hours for each hotel is available on the meeting website as well, but I can say that we have a full coverage all day. The alternative mode of transportation from the airport is pre-booked private car service through transport company by emailing to their custom email address, which you can see on the presentation. It is important to note that HALTrain only operates between around 5:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m., so please make sure you book your car service in advance if you will be arriving Johannesburg out of train coverage hours or don't feel comfortable taking the train. A hotel or transport company organized cars are preferred methods for travel throughout the city within the week. Our security team will be giving further information regarding the taxis and Uber. That's it from me. Thank you. Nick?
Thank you, Han. Moving things along here, we'd like now to turn to Melanie Cruz to talk about meeting registration and how you can find recommended restaurants in the area. Melanie?
Thanks, Nick. Good day, everyone. Pre-registration for ICANN 59 is recommended. Please visit registration.icann.org. As part of an ongoing process to improve security with web applications, later this week, the ICANN registration website will require that all potential meeting participants verify their email address to complete the registration process. This new process is an added layer of security designed to ensure the validity of user email addresses and to reduce the amount of malicious and spam email accounts currently being utilized. Once the user has verified their email address, they will not need to re-verify for future meeting registrations unless they update or use a new email address. Those with unverified email accounts will be unable to complete the registration process, nor will they be able to receive printed credentials at the meeting. The ICANN registration desk and information booth will be open from Sunday, June 25th through Thursday, June 29th, from 7:30 in the morning to 5 p.m. And for those interested in a list of recommended restaurants near the meeting venue and hotels, please visit the link listed on your screen, or you can visit the restaurants tab on the ICANN 59 website. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Melanie. Next up on our schedule today is a briefing from Tanzanika Kane on the policy forum schedule and what you expect to see. So with that, Tanzanika.
Thank you, Nick. As a reminder, this will be our second ever policy forum since implementation of the new meeting strategy last year. This means we have no official opening ceremony, no public board meeting, and no public forum. Instead, we will have an event that will provide the opportunity for ICANN supporting organizations and advisory committees to focus on specifically policy work, important cross-community topics, and outreach. And if we go ahead to the next slide, this is showing you the high-level overview of the work that is being conducted in Johannesburg. It lists key topic sessions planned for the meeting. There are a total of five of those topics, which have been selected specifically by our SOAC leaders. We've also outlined the community forum on proposed fundamental bylaw amendments and a review of ICANN process documentation initiatives, which are also on the schedule, as you see there, for Tuesday and Thursday morning. In the afternoons, we have receptions every night that will provide an opportunity for all attendees to network. And lastly, the schedule will be posted on the 5th of June, so you can go to schedule.icann.org to see the full and detailed schedule. Thank you. Back to you, Nick.
Thanks, Tanzanika. And last but certainly not least, I'd like to introduce Simon Garside, who is ICANN's VP of Security Operations, to cover health and safety in Johannesburg. Simon, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Nick. Good morning, everybody. As with every ICANN meeting since ICANN 55 in Marrakesh, ICANN will implement a 24/7 health and safety center, often referred to as the HSC. This will be running from 24 to 29 June and will provide on-the-ground medical safety and security resources. This should be your first point of contact for any health or safety or security incident or for any concerns or questions that you may have. It's located on level 3 of the venue and is also reachable by phone and by email, with contact information displayed on the rear of your registration badge. The details are also listed on the public meetings website, and the link is just at the bottom of the slide there. There is an on-site medical team and ambulance available 24/7 to assist all attendees. HSC personnel are always available to provide security and medical advice and assistance, including for off-site evening events. And if you are going off-site, you know, for dinner, et cetera, please don't hesitate to inform us of any of these off-site plans that you may have. In terms of the venue, the Santon Convention Center, as well as its attached hotels and the Santon City Mall, is a safe and extremely secure environment and is at the heart of tourist and business travel to Johannesburg. As such, it's in a very safe part of the city. However, like in every big city in the world, one should always be aware of one's surroundings. And for additional travel tips, please visit the public meeting website. Again, here's the link just below. Nick, back to you.
Well, thank you, Simon. That wraps up the presentation portion of this webinar. I'd like to turn it back over to Josh Bouch to describe how we're going to take your questions. So we're into the Q&A session. Josh?
Thank you, Nick. For those of you guys that are in Adobe Connect, you can type your question in the chat pod below, and we have a couple of questions already queued up there. If you would like to ask a question on the phone or via your computer microphone, you can raise your hand in Adobe Connect, and we'll call on you in order. Or you're welcome to email meetings@icann.org. And with that, we will begin with the first question from Cheryl. So the comment was, so the last time we used the listed private car service recommendation, the cost was at least quadruple the charges. The provided car hotel service, and we had to prepay with the booking as well. Irritating, to say the least. Is this likely to happen again? And with that, I will pass this over to Erhan to answer your question.
Thanks, Josh. So the private car service, which will be booked through the link that we provided, including meet and greet service for a standard vehicle, is around like $100. And also, this gives you an opportunity to pay with a credit card, with a credit card authorization form. Otherwise, the hotel also provides a private car service, which can be booked, and the hotel can charge it to the hotel room. So it doesn't need to be prepaid.
Thank you. The next question is, so are there shuttles to the hotels from the Gao train drop-off points? Erhan, I'll kick that back to you again.
Yeah, so as I mentioned during my presentation, there are shuttles available to all ICANN preferred hotels from Santon train station. So, and the detailed information about the shuttle operating hours also are available on the meeting website.
Thank you. And Erhan is definitely in the hot seat right now. The question from Alan is, was, are the two prices, the car service versus the hotel service, comparable?
So the car service from the transportation company is slightly competitive versus the hotel prices.
Thank you very much. We have a question from Susan that I will kick over to Simon. What is your advice about using local cabs?
Good question. I would recommend that you book any taxis through your hotel. That would be the preferred option.
All right, thank you. The next question is from Eduardo. Is Uber service all over the city? And with that, I will again kick that to Simon.
Thank you. Yes, Uber is all over the city. However, I would recommend that you do not take Uber from the airport and also from the Yao train station, as there have been some sort of incidents in the past between taxi drivers and Uber drivers, as is often the case in many parts of the world.
All right. Thank you very much. We're just looking through to see if we have any other questions. Again, just as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question on the phone, you can raise your hand. And with that, it doesn't look like we have a lot of questions still queued up. Sorry, we're just reading through to make sure we're not missing any questions here. So just as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, again, you can either type your question into the chat pod or email meetings@icann.org or raise your hand in Adobe Connect, and we are happy to. So with that, I will kick this over to Alan Greenberg. Just one moment while I unmute you. Alan, your phone line's open. Go ahead and ask your questions.
Thank you very much. Sorry to belabor the point about the car service. The answer was it is slightly the words I heard were slightly competitive, and I don't know what that means. We know the cost of the car service is in the order of $100 US. That's the price that was advertised on the website, 1300 Rand. If we go with the hotel, is it comparable to that, or is it half the price? That's what we're trying to understand. Last time I found out from an ICANN staff member who was told internally they should use the hotel service because it was a lot cheaper, but us common people weren't told that, and we paid the full price. So do we have to shop around ourselves, or can someone tell us what the official hotels are charging for their car service, or at least confirmation that it's comparable?
Hi, Alan. This is Arhan again. So I have typed it in the chat, but just to reconfirm, the hotel price is about $120-$130 US versus $100 to transportation company. Okay. But it is it's also better to confirm with the hotel that you are staying what exactly the price is, because it also varies hotel by hotel.
Okay, understand. But you're saying it's probably a little bit higher than the service you're advertising, not a third the price.
Yes, this is what we have been advised.
Okay, because that was not the case last time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for the question. We're just reading through the questions here. So Erhan has answered that. Is the night tariff versus one day? I'm not sure that I understand that question, if it's possible to, further explain that. And then the budget transportation mode from the airport to the Santon, just to reiterate what Erhan had mentioned, that we would recommend that would be the Gao train, which I believe that Glenn had mentioned ends up being about $12 one way. So, again, that would be the recommended economic travel method. A question from Mark, are any parts of downtown Joburg unsafe to walk? And with that, I will pass that over to Simon to answer that question.
Yes. So there's two areas. You've got the Sandton area where we'll be located, the venue, which really is the sort of new CBD. That's the sort of heart of business in Johannesburg and also for tourism. And there is a sort of former CBD where it's not really advisable to be walking down, particularly at nighttime. But in relation to the venue and that part of the CBD, you're fine walking around there.
Thank you very much for that. Satish, thank you for clarifying the question. Your further clarification was that after the 9:30 service, after the GAO train stops transportation. From that standpoint, I will go ahead and kick that over to Erhan to answer. Thank you. Erhan, you may be muted.
Well, let me take that one, since Erhan is obviously not able to connect. ICD is now typing in the chat, though, so I'll give him a moment to answer. And okay, so we'll have a welcome desk at the airport. Anyone arriving after 21:30 should go to the welcome desk, and they will advise on the cost-effective transportation from the airport to your hotel, which will most likely be a taxi cab. But they'll point you to an authorized taxi service that will provide you with transportation.
Thank you very much, Nick. So we have another question here. From the GAO train to the convention center, what would be the average walking time? The GAO train seems very close to the convention center. And with that, I will kick that back over to Simon to answer that question, please.
It's a couple of blocks from the GAO train drop-off at Sandton to the hotels, or what the hotels where most people will be staying around the venue. But there are also shuttles, regular shuttles. So obviously you're going to be, have a suitcase, et cetera, with you. So my recommendation would be to take the shuttle. They're sort of running in sync with the GAO train schedule. So that would be my recommendation.
Thank you, Simon. The next question that we have is, do you have a recommendation of historical attractive tourist areas to visit? And with that, I can actually answer that question for you. We will have a tourist company on site in the venue that will have a table, as well as at the airport, and they will be able to help with recommendations in that area, for tourist type activities for your spouses or family that may be there while you're there. Okay, and with that, are there any other questions online? We're just waiting. I've got a couple of people chatting. And just as a friendly reminder, too, always check the meetings.icann.org site. As we keep that up to date, we will also be posting venue maps and a local area map here within the next few days. So just keep an eye on that. And we have a question from Cadence that asks, is travel support still available? And with that, I will kick it over to Joseph.
Sure. In terms of travel support, if you're requesting for travel support, you'll need to contact the SO and AC people for them to confirm.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so we'll just keep this open for just a little bit longer, just for additional questions. The next question that we have is, on what date does the meeting point at the airport start?
And with that, I believe Erhan is back online if he's able to answer that question. Again, the question is, on what date does the meeting point at the airport start? It sounds like Erhan may not be online. So again, I will just fill in for that it will actually start on Sunday, the 25th, at the airport. That will be available as people start to arrive into Johannesburg. All right, and just this will be a final call for any final questions. So again, if you have any pressing questions that you would like to ask during this, please feel free to raise your hand or type it in the chat pod. And you're also welcome to ask any additional questions to us after this webinar has concluded by just emailing meetings@icann.org. Or if it's a question you would prefer not to ask publicly, you're more than welcome to just email, and we can email respond privately to you. Again, thank you very much for joining today. So we are just checking in just to see if there's any final questions. And it looks like we may have one or two more, so we'll leave it open for just a few more minutes.
Josh, if I may clear up a previous question, the welcome desk at the airport will actually begin at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification. And then we have a question that says, will the hotels and meeting facility have converters for charging phones and computers? Great question. ICANN actually provides international power strips for every meeting room that the there are sessions. In the hotel, most of the hotels have international adapters built into the outlet, so it should be okay. It's still recommended that you bring at least one power adapter for you throughout that. And also, too, just to note that the average international outlet does not accommodate the South African plug. It's a large three-prong outlet. We will have some adapters available at the information booth for those of you that may need that, that are local to South Africa, that need adapters into the international power strips that are made available by ICANN. And with that, I think we can conclude, and I'll kick this back over to Nick.
Well, thank you, Josh, and thanks mostly to all of you who took the time to participate today. If you have any further questions, please email us at meetings@icann.org, and we will get back to you with the answers. With that, good day, everyone, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Johannesburg. Thank you very much for your participation today.